Chapter 81. Ty.
"We've got to do something," Ty said. He was unable to keep from fidgeting in his seat as he thought about poor Orlin being questioned by the Black Watch. At the head of the dinner table, his father scooped up a second helping of vegetable soup and poured it in his bowl.
"The Council is working on a way to get him out, but we can't risk jumping in feet first without exposing the rest of us." He nodded in Ty's direction. "That includes you."
"I don't care about me. We need to save Master Orlin."
"Well, your mother and I care about you, and so does the Council. I just pray the Tower Guards don't leave before we have a chance to mount a rescue."
"What can I do? I want to help."
Ty was anxious to do his part. He was an official member of the Council after all now, and that knowledge gave him an air of responsibility he wasn't used to. It felt good to be a part of something important, something that could make a difference.
"Best you stay as far away from the Black Watch as possible," his mother said from the other end of the table. "We can't afford to have you getting dragged into all of this."
"Why not? I've as much right to be a part of this as the rest of you. I'm not afraid." Ty knew that was a lie. The very thought of being taken by the White Riders sent chills through him. "You know very well why not. We were charged with your protection," his father said, waving his spoon in Ty's direction. "And protect you we will." Ty didn't like feeling so helpless. Everyone acted as though he was still just a child. He was 16, after all, and old enough to make his own decisions.
"I can fight, Father. See?"
He raised his right hand out over the table, palm in the air.
"Look what I can do."
His father didn't even have time to protest before blue flames burst from the center of Ty's hand. Everyone jerked back in their seats. Everyone but Adara, who was already aware of Ty's newfound gift.
"Wow, Ty, that's... wow."
Breen didn't seem to know what to say as he gawked at the colorful blaze dancing around Ty's palm. The other members of his family appeared to be temporarily mesmerized.
"You see, I'm an Incindi, like Master Velden."
Ty beamed with pride.
"Ty, what are you doing?" his father said, finally pulling free of the trance.
His bright green eyes darted cautiously around the room.
"Someone could see you."
Ty huffed.
"How is someone going to see me? We live in the middle of..."
Ty didn't get a chance to finish his statement because there was a loud knock on the front door. He nearly yelped. Adara and his mother did. His flames vanished in a puff as he joined the other members of his family in a state of sudden panic.
"Everyone, just act normal," his father said. "I'm sure whoever that is didn't climb through your mother's winter daisies to peek in the front window."
"I hope." Ty stood from his seat. He clenched his fists to keep them from shaking and headed for the front door. He was halfway there when the knock rang out a second time. He was starting to get a little agitated by the knocker's impatience.
"Hold your horses, I'm coming."
He jerked the latch and pulled open the door. The blood drained from his face. He half choked as he struggled to speak.
"Lord Arl, what are you doing here?"
That was a stupid question to ask.
"I mean, how can we help you?"
He tried a formal bow, but gave up halfway through, too rattled at having just told the Overlord of Sidara to hold his horses. Behind him, Ty could hear the rest of his family hopping to their feet, spoons dropping, cups clanging, and dishes being shuffled about as his father made a swift approach.
"Your Lordship, how can we be of service?"
He gestured toward the front room.
"Please, will you come inside?"
"You know, I don't believe I've been in this cottage since I was a boy, Baal said. It was my great-grandfather who built it, you know.
His hand reached out and gently rubbed across the doorpost, where there were periodic markings from a sharp object, starting knee-high and rising.
I rather enjoyed spending my summers here as a child.
He took a step back to glance around the homestead, and in doing so, revealed that he wasn't alone.
Chai's pulse raced when he spotted Liesa standing directly behind her father. It was the first time he had seen her since their invitation to the Overlord's estate to discuss the growing concerns about something lurking in the Sidaran forest. The euphoria of the moment was short-lived, however, when he noticed Aiden strolling up the walkway behind her.
Is everything all right, young Tai?
Lord Baal asked, apparently noticing the way he was staring at his daughter.
Tai snapped to. No, my lord. I mean, yes, my lord. I mean...
For pity's sake, what do I mean?
I'll see to your horses.
He shied past their guests and made a beeline for the corral, where the Overlord's guards were already stabling the animals. He kept an eye on Liesa as he rubbed down one of the mares. He watched, as subtly as possible, as she spoke a few words to her father and then started in his direction.
Tai turned his head, not wanting to appear too obvious as she closed in on the gated pen.
So how is our young master Tai doing today? Liesa asked, leaning across the top rail. Tai hated when she referred to him as young, even if she was 2 years older.
Tai looked up from his grooming to see her friendly smile.
Aiden looked green with envy as he approached.
Tai smiled.
Maybe it wasn't a total loss after all.
He's doing as well as can be expected. And how is your ladyship doing today?
He held out a small bucket of oats for the horse, and it happily thrust its muzzle in and jumped down.
Have there been any new sightings of the creature roaming through the woods? She asked with eager enthusiasm.
That's why we're here, you know. Father and his patrol met me and Aiden at the Sidaran border yesterday. They were escorting us back from Aiden's family's estate in Highcrest when Father decided to make a detour to talk with your father.
She looked at him like she was waiting for a response.
So, is it true? Have you seen the beast?
It's true, Tai said, laying the now empty oat bucket down and walking over to the railing. Breen and I went out a few days ago to scout the woods just east of town, and we found the creature's feeding ground. There's an entire valley of bones just north of the East River, he said, pointing off to the right.
Liesa looked uneasy as she glanced in the direction of his aim.
Aiden's face showed nothing but skepticism.
Did you get a look at it? She asked. Was it like the creature Ambassador Lanmere told us about?
No, this one was different. We tracked it to its lair. It's some sort of spider creature.
Aiden laughed. All this fuss for a spider?
A spider the size of a mountain bear, Tai rebuffed.
Just when Tai thought Aiden couldn't have laughed any harder, he did. It took all of Tai's reserve to keep from punching him in his overly powdered face. Even Liesa was trying her best not to snicker. She held her hand to her mouth and looked down the wooden fence rail as if to measure its straightness.
It's the truth. Breen saw it too. We've been warning everyone to stay out of the woods, at least until we can figure out how to kill it.
What a crock of targ dung,
Aiden said, as he tried to regain his composure.
I'm sure it's nothing more than some lazy farmers making excuses for not having brought their harvests in on time. These commoners are all the same. No self-discipline.
Tai could tell Liesa was embarrassed by the nature of Aiden's response, but before she could open her mouth to say anything, Aiden abruptly pulled her back from the railing.
Let's go see what they're discussing inside, shall we?
Aiden continued shaking his head as he directed Liesa back toward the front of the house.
Mountain bear spiders, indeed.
After joining the rest of his family inside the front room, Ty sat in the corner and listened patiently as his father relayed their expedition into the Sidaran forest. The Overlord, having been away on business, hadn't been made privy to their findings until now.
So, you're saying you've seen this creature? It actually exists?
Yes, my lord. Well, my sons did. They tracked it to its nest.
This is rich, Aiden butted in. Go on, Ty. Tell them what you said you saw.
Aiden turned back to Lord Baal.
When you hear this, my lord, you're going to have a good laugh.
He regarded Ty with a look of disdain.
Well, go on, Ty. Tell him.
What's this about? Baal demanded.
Ty's father saved him the embarrassment.
The creature is an arachnobe.
Ha! You see?
Wait.
A what?
Aiden's nose scrunched as he puzzled over the response.
Ty said it was a giant spider bear.
An arachnobe is a spider.
Well, sort of. They are monstrous creatures, whose nests are said to populate the deeper hollows of the razor spine. They are rarely seen, and only when they come out to feed.
There hasn't been a record of an arachnobe being spotted here in Sidara for the last 4 or 5 decades,
Baal said, sounding more uncertain with each passing word.
Surely you're mistaken.
I only wish I were. There can be no mistake. Breen saw it, as well as Ty. They tracked it to its burrow, but thought it unwise to linger.
Arachnobes have an extremely keen sense of smell. After a few worried looks and hushed whispers had been passed around the room, Baal finally spoke.
I don't like it, Kellen. I don't like it one bit.
He kept shaking his head.
Just the threat of such a creature could spread a panic that would prove truly devastating to Easthaven.
How so, Father? If people will just stay clear of the woods, maybe it will move on.
These woods provide food and shelter to a number of our citizenry, dear. How long do you think it will take before the merchants stop shipping their freight downriver through the forest? Other than the southern road to Briston, it would devastate our trade routes.
Baal leaned forward and stared at his feet for a moment.
No. We cannot allow this to continue.
He wrung his hands.
I will take a regiment of our lancers in to find this creature and destroy it if I have to.
My sons and I can track it for you, my lord.
Ty grunted. Thanks for volunteering the rest of us.
Excellent, excellent.
Baal's countenance started to brighten as he clapped his hands together.
This will be a grand hunt. Aye, Master Kellen. One for the history books, I'd wager.
It shall indeed, my lord.
I was hoping...
Ty's father was interrupted as the front door flew open and one of the Overlord's guards stepped in.
My lord, there are riders approaching.
The expression on the man's face said it all.
And they don't look friendly.